the student of the game. Class is back in session. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my right, my loyal co-host Chris, ready to break down the NFC North, the division that houses last year's Super Bowl champs, and actually that's the NFC Championship game, those two teams with the Bears and the Packers. Yep. Yes. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. I'm going to go ahead and start off by talking about the Vikings. Let's get the worst out of the way first. Our third counterpart is not here with us in this case, so there will be no dry humping of the legs of the Vikings on this. It's going to be straight up real. Big deal. They lost Tavares Jackson. They lost Brett Favre. They gain Donovan McNabb. That's a good thing. A very solid thing. However, they also lose Sidney Rice, arguably their top receiver, and a perennial starting left tackle, Brian McKinney. That's going to be interesting. I don't see a whole lot of production. Percy Harvin still hasn't really... I mean, unless he can figure out a way to contribute regularly without getting migraines, that's going to be a problem. I personally see the Vikings struggling quite a bit. 1-5 in the division, 4-12 overall. Chris?
Yeah, I got them going... Actually, I'm going 8-8 in the division since they will have more of a stable quarterback this year.
That's a true statement.
So, their bonus games, I think, are weak. Arizona and Washington.
Yeah.
Are their bonus games? That's why I got them at 8-8. Otherwise, I
think
that's
one of the 4-12 is the Redskins on mine.
Yeah. I got them 3-3 division. I got them beating the Packers one game. Just because the rivalry is there.
Yeah, but here's what else is there throughout that entire division. Defensive lines and blitzes and attacks. They lost their starting left tackle. At some point, they got to face Ndamukong Suh twice, along with Kyle Van Den Bosch.
Actually, you know what? I wrote that down the wrong one. They're 2-4. Sorry.
2-4 in the division.
Yeah.
Okay.
2-4 in division.
That makes more sense. You got the Lions sweeping them?
No, I actually got the Bears sweeping them again this year, like last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Julius Peppers getting in there with Urlacher's help. Sure, makes sense.
I got the Bears sweeping them. I got them beating the Lions once, and I got them beating the Packers once. That's what I'm like, wait a minute, no, that's not right. I wrote down the wrong one.
I don't see them sweeping the Packers, man. But even still, like...
So since that's the case, they're 7-9.
And who are they playing?
Is that the wrong division now?
There you go. That's
7-9.
And what are their opponents? What divisions?
Minnesota, the NFC North is playing against AFC West and the NFC South.
Okay, so the AFC West gives them some opportunity for some wins. I think two of the wins I have for them are the Raiders and Broncos. You said the AFC South?
The NFC South.
NFC South. Okay, so
the
that
Panthers.
Means, right, they'll beat the Panthers. And that's it, right?
And they beat Washington and Arizona is on there. And I haven't beaten Arizona and Washington.
I don't think I haven't beaten Washington. But in any case, so there's a lot of games where it's all about who's more mediocre in some of their matchups. So they could do better than 4-12, but apparently I'm being quite the pessimist this year. I'm sure Weasel has them at 10-6 and going to the playoffs. With that, we head over to the Chicago Bears. They lost their big tight end, Greg Olsen. Linebacker Hunter Hillenmeyer, also missing from their depth chart. Mike Brown, the safety, gone as well. But they pick up receiver Roy Williams. So Devin Hester, not the number one receiver, although there's been a lot of controversy surrounding that in local media.
They also lost Olin Krutz, who was their starting center, who went to the Saints.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they also lost Daniel Manning to Houston.
Yeah, I forgot about Daniel Manning, which is a big deal for Houston, because it's not that he's a great, great, great safety. He was better than anything the freaking Texans had.
We got
that's
more on the Texans later.
Yeah, that's
AFC
right.
South.
Absolutely.
They did also pick up Marion Barber, too.
Which, for them, is a big deal. That's a running game. Let's get a little bit off of Matt Forte. I think Cutler is a decent starter. I just think he's inconsistent. I think he's this generation's Brett Favre, but throws fewer interceptions than the actual Brett Favre. So that's a good thing. For me, it was a lot of games that were tougher for me to pick just because you don't know which version of their offense is showing up. And also, and something very huge to consider, with the rule change for kickoffs, special teams less of a factor for the Bears, and therefore less points scored, less preferable field position for Robbie Gould or Jay Cutler, kicker Robbie Gould, I should say, or Cutler to make a difference on offense. With that, I have them splitting the division, 3-3, 8-8 overall. Chris,
I got them going 7-9 overall, 3-3 in division. All right, they might even start 2-5 or 3-4. Their bye week's week 8, so going into the bye week, they could be 2-5 or 3-4. Their first seven games are Atlanta,
loss,
Saints, Packers, loss, Panthers, Lions, Vikings, Bucks.
So that stretch of, well, let's go past the first three that are losses in our view.
Right.
Where's the Packer game? Is that in Lambeau?
Let me tell you. I'm checking here in a second. Week 3.
But the games after that are...
It's in Soldier Field.
Oh, so it's in Soldier Field. So that could go either way. I tend to think that's going to be a Bears loss because...
It's in September, so it's not... Soldier Field, not too much. Maybe just the wind.
Well, cold weather's not a factor. They're both cold weather teams. What I'm getting to is the Packers are healthy.
Right.
That wasn't true last year. Jermichael Finley, among many others, making a return and actually seeing the field.
Right.
Big deal on that. But... The Panthers are obviously a break. Julius Peppers will welcome rookie Cam Newton to the NFL. But the Lions aren't the break they used to be, man. They got to watch out.
Right, and that's why I have them. Actually, I have them splitting with Detroit. No. I got the Lions sweeping them this year.
So who are they sweeping?
Huh?
Who are the Bears sweeping? The Vikings.
The Bears are sweeping. They're
sweeping the Vikings, but are getting swept by the Lions.
Yes.
Interesting.
So I got them losing to Atlanta, or the Falcons, the Saints, the Packers, and the Lions.
Well,
those are the four that they're losing to. So they could beat Carolina, Minnesota, and Tampa. That's why I said they might be 2-5 because of the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks aren't a rollover team anyway. So that'll be good news to the population increase in Lion listeners. For this podcast, and a shout out to those who are joining up for their listening pleasure, because we're about ready to move to the Detroit Lions next up in the lineup here. The Lions, I mean, first of all, I know we haven't talked about much about draft picks, and he may not be a factor this year, but Nick Fairley was a draft for the defensive tackle spot. He's probably going to be rotating. I doubt he'll be starting right next to Sue, but he's kind of a big deal. Kyle Van Den Bosch, and of course, Ndamukong Suh, both still present, ready to cause lots of problems. On top of which...
He is kind of injured right now, though. He's harvesting a foot injury right now, but...
What, did it break off in some quarterback's butt?
But it was actually right before preseason game. So.
Are you talking about Sue or Van Den Bosch?
No, Fairley.
Fairley, okay. So, yeah, even still.
But still, I think with him and Ndamukong Suh on the line together, they will be on the line together.
Right. And then Chris Houston, the quarterback, I mean, he's good enough to stop the top receiver with that rush.
Right. I mean, they're going to have the front four.
But the big question mark is, can they keep Matt Stafford standing?
Yes.
That's, I mean, when he's in, he's a bad man with Gemma. I'll grant it to him. But that O-line's got to learn how to, A, run block, and, B, you know, protect. So the O-line has to learn to be an O-line. And I didn't see any acquisitions on the O-line, did you?
No, I did not see him at all.
So that kind of worries me. All that being said, I like what they have as a receiver core. I looked at that, I'm like, wow, that's better than I thought. Of course, Calvin Johnson, excellent factor. Brandon Pettigrew, probably one of the most underappreciated tight ends in the league. They have a decent running back situation with
Javid Best.
Javid Best. I think I was going to say Jacoby Ford.
Yeah.
Right. Javid Best, right, absolutely. I have 3-3 in the division, 8-8, tying with the Bears. And if they do indeed sweep the Bears, that means they'll be second in the division, potentially.
Right. I got them 8-8 and 3-3 in division.
I kind of gave away part of my list, I guess. But
right.
We'll worry about that when we get there. Actually, no, we are there. What am I talking about?
We are there.
Defending Super Bowl champion, Green Bay Packers. Acquisitions. Did you really see anybody?
I didn't see they added anyone, okay. anything in particular, yeah. but they did have two key losses.
Okay.
Colin Jenkins went to the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
defense end, and they also lost Atari Bigby to Seattle. He was injured a lot last year, but, I mean, the big hitter from UCF
yeah,
is,
yeah.
you know, he's made his presence known the last few years on the Packers.
You see, for my money, too, like, they could stand to lose him because they have so many good DBs, and I think, you said he went to the Seahawks.
Yeah, right? He went to the Seahawks.
He's going to make an impact there because I think he's not a South player, and the Seahawks need more players who aren't South.
Right. But also, the Seahawks didn't re-sign more Lawyer Malloy. Either,
yeah, well,
so that's where Bigby's coming in.
It was time.
Yeah, I know. He's getting up there. He's bringing his walker out there like Favre did.
You know, like some guy fumbles the ball. I'll get it. I'll get it. You know, no. But for my money here, and no, this isn't because my boss is a big Packers fan. I have written here simply injured as hell last year, defending Super Bowl champs. Right next to each other in my notes. For that reason, I see 5-1 of the division. I see 14-2 overall. Wow, I know I didn't feel right writing down 14 wins, but I couldn't take it back, especially since the NFC West. Here's four free wins, Packers. Whee! Okay, you know, I'm just saying.
AFC West, yeah.
AFC West.
Yeah, they played NFC South too. But their bonus games are the Giants and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I mean, that...
I actually
They could win those. I Giants fan, they have Giants don't have a chance.
I don't remember which way I leaned on that in my forecasting, but I know I had to think about that game a minute. And who was the other one? The Giants and who?
Rams.
Oh, come on.
Right.
So,
I got them 11-5 because I just couldn't go that high with the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Some reason I got them 4-2 in division. I got them losing one game to the Bears and one game to the Vikings.
You have them beating the Falcons? No kidding.
Huh?
Do you have them beating the Falcons? Because that's on the regular season schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe I haven't beaten the Falcons.
Okay. So yeah, and like you were talking about the division, that was my fault. I misheard that. But yeah, I think they're gonna go to sleep against one of the teams. They're not gonna pull a 6-0 out. I don't see it simply because, as you mentioned it, the rivalry factor in this division is pretty high, you know. So,
actually, I might have them losing the Falcons. I might have them sweeping the AFC West.
Wow,
that's possible. They might be losing the Falcons during the season. I think I have the Falcons during the season and the Saints during the season.
I just
throw an extra game in there. 11-5. That's what I said. The two in the division, and then the Falcons and the Saints.
So you're building in that
that's
don't trust
four.
Yourself.
And then so add one more, and plus one.
So with that, we both have the Packers returning to the playoffs in solid form, which will lead me to this pop quiz question. The Lions in either Western division do how well, and do they win the division? Starting with the AFC West. I'm going to say that... They do like the Chiefs would now. They would lose to the Chargers, but only by like a tiebreak. But they would win the NFC West.
But like you would say that they would be taking over the Kansas City spot?
Yeah.
Okay, if they're taking Canada. See, San Diego's defense was not all that great last year.
Well, actually, so make it as if they're a fifth team. That's
right.
Probably a better way to do it.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. That they'll lose the tiebreaker to the Chargers because. Somehow the Chargers get in somehow with some kind of tiebreaker or something all the time. But, yeah, they'll dominate the NFC West. I almost had them in my playoffs. I was trying to get them in there because I just have a feeling about the Lions this year, just how their defensive line is right there.
Now to give a preview, your wild cards, do you have any 9-7 wild cards in the NFC?
Yes. Let me see.
Okay, well, don't say who.
I know.
But
Let me make sure. I got 2-9-7.
Okay, so they're one game short of the playoffs.
Right. They're one game short of the playoffs.
Okay, well, there's hope, Lions fans. Just get an O-line.
I tried getting them in there. I just couldn't get them in 9 wins.
So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up the NFC North. Always a topic of heavy discussion, whether our resident Vikings fan is in place or not. And we will see you for the AFC North in the next episode.